You're listening to 91.7 FM, KOOP, Hornsby, Austin. Your regularly scheduled program, The Mascot Wedding Show with Mac and David, will not be heard tonight. For long and pointless stories told by boring people, we recommend taking your mother to dinner.
Live from Sunken Valley, Texas, it's the Morning Mustache Rodeo! With Dr. Bruno and the Cougar. Now, it's time to lock up your daughters and hide the mayonnaise. It's Dr. Bruno and the Cougar.
Well, that's right, everybody. The time is 6 o'clock at the top of the hour. You used to be listening to, The Mascot Wedding Show, but we're not doing that anymore. You're listening to the Morning Mustache Rodeo.
Yeah.
I'm Dr. Bruno.
And I am the Cougar.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have fun for the next 4 weeks. That's right. This show is ours for the next 4 weeks, baby.
That's right. Finally, you're going to have some fun.
I'm looking forward to it.
Sounds like it's going to be a blast. We should probably explain a little, though, about why that you're being graced by the presence of Dr. Bruno and the Cougar.
Yeah, let the folks know why they have been blessed from the radio heaven gods above.
Normally during this time you'd hear the mascot wedding.
It's something like that.
Yeah,
it's kind of fruity if you ask me.
Please do. but we made a bet with those suckers. That they said that the mayor, there was no way the mayor of Sunken Valley, Texas would say our catchphrase, pony sauce.
And he totally did.
He totally did. good one, Dr. B.
Great one.
And so now, because he totally did, those losers are yesterday's news, and now you got some new DJs stepping in, namely ourselves. My name is the Cougar.
And I'm Dr. Bruno.
That's right, and we're going to be your hosts for the next 4 weeks. So get ready, strap on and on in, and here comes some fun.
Oh, man. This is going to be a treat for you guys.
It's going to be a total treat. Now, we would not normally do the show no holds barred, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Dr. Bruno, would you say it's safe to say that we are in people's faces?
We are in their business, I would say. We go past the face, into their office, sit at their desk, rifle through their paperwork, and we get stuff done.
Could not agree more. But in order to do the show, Co-op has made a couple of rules and regulations that we have to follow.
The suits at Co-op decided that we couldn't be as in your face as we would like to be.
They're trying to hold us back. I think that's a fair assumption.
That's fine. That's fine. It's Obama's America now.
I would expect nothing less from the liberal media.
But you know what? We'll play your game because you are going to play our game of radio magic.
That's right. We had to leave according to Co-op. They said that we couldn't refer to our traffic reporter by her proper name.
Yes, Deborah Davis is not here with us today.
And I said, yeah, we said, screw it, we'll just leave her at home.
Yeah, that's fine. We don't need her. We don't need that, we're allowed to refer to her as a female American or something like that.
Yeah.
I remember a day when you could call chicks babes and vice versa.
So I said, hey, Deb, you're staying home, and while you're there, why do you make me a gordita? Oh, yeah, better believe that. I do like spicy food.
Yes, and she is the spiciest dish I know. But yeah, had to leave her at home.
But I gotta say, you're welcome, because this show is gonna be so much better than what you're normally used to.
Yeah, what do they talk about? They talk about movies they like and standing in the grocery line. You know what? We don't do that.
Have you heard their show before?
Oh, it's terrible.
They've got more tools than a Home Depot. I said they have more tools than Home Depot. There we go. Sorry, their equipment's not as fancy as ours.
Yeah, how do you not have the Fartmaster 5000? I had to go searching for that one.
We had to bring the Fartmaster Jr. into the booth.
Oh, it doesn't even work that well. Co-op's had some troubles. They've had like 28 fires, and I think somebody shot up the place.
It's pretty good for a high school station.
But come on.
Yeah.
Let's get a little more professionalism. Order the Fartmaster 5000 and get ready to have some fun.
We are going to have a lot of fun today, aren't we, Dr. B?
Oh, we are going to have the best one. Give him a little taste of what we are going to do on the Morning Mustache Rodeo.
My pleasure, Bro Zakiya. Well, I'll give you a little taste of pony sauce.
Uh-oh.
That's right. A little taste of the PS. Yeah, we're going to do a ticket giveaway. Isn't that right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We've got a couple of sweet primo tickets. We looked through Co-op's giveaway bin, tried to see if they had anything that we could give away. And it was all like, it was the worst stuff. What was that? You found one thing, didn't you?
Yeah, I couldn't believe this. Are you sitting down, Dr. Bruno?
Oh, you know I am. I have a condition.
That's right. You have shortness of breath.
Yeah, yeah. I got vertigo.
Co-op was literally giving away tickets to go see, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
A play.
That is terrible. That's right. Flush that one down. A play, like, how do you expect to be the home of The Rock if you're giving away tickets to like, what is it, theater? I don't know.
Dr. Bruno and myself, for those who don't know, and for those who don't know, I have one thing to say. Hello, idiots.
You know what? I like one kind of play, and it involves hot oil and two luscious babes. Well, that's right.
Ooh, earning their way through community college.
Well, yeah, a real honest-to-goodness play. Like,
yeah, for those who don't know, we host a show on Thunder 102 Sunken Valley's Home of the Rock every morning.
Yeah.
And we would be caught dead before we would ever give away tickets to a play.
Yeah.
I mean, you could probably just go for free whenever your kid has one.
Yeah, exactly. You go see Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory whenever your kid needs to pass fourth grade. I don't want to see some guy talking about his feelings on stage. That's for losers.
You dragged me to one of your son's play one time, and Dr. Bruno, can I be honest with you?
Oh, please do.
If it wasn't for my good friend Mr. Molson and his friend Captain Icehouse, I don't think I would have made it.
I know exactly what you mean. I wanted to disown my own son.
Although I'll say that anytime I get to spend time with you and your lovely wife, I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's good to spend time with you too.
Because your wife, she is one hot ticket, if you know what I mean.
She is a very beautiful woman. I am lucky to have her in my life.
She's so hot, I'm going to call the cops because she might be stolen.
You know what? Okay. All right.
Hey, what else are we going to do on the show today?
Let's see what we're going to do. We're going to have another exciting edition of Tales from the Tale. And then we're going to also play some of the hottest rock that you have heard ever in your life.
Plus, if you're lucky, you might get a patented mustache rodeo break-o.
You know what? I don't want to tease it, but maybe somebody out there might need to be on the phone watch.
Yeah, because we are going to get nuts on it.
Yeah.
Well, tell you what. So what'd you do last night, buddy?
It was Friday night last night.
Because wait till you hear what I did last night.
Oh, do you want to go first?
I would like to.
Okay, go on.
Okay. So I do what I usually do on a Friday night. I'm hanging down at my favorite restaurant, Sunken Valley,
yeah,
Milkers.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You're familiar with Milkers? It's where they the waitresses dress up like milkmaids.
Oh, I love it. It's the best place in town.
Oh, you know it is. And so the waitress the entire night is totally vibing me. Yeah.
I hear you. I hear you totally.
She is into the Cougs.
Yeah.
And at the end of the night, she comes up to me and she says, are you ready for this?
Go. Yeah, yeah.
She goes, how'd you like your dinner? And I was like, oh, you know what that means, right?
I got an idea, but you tell me.
And so I look around and I go, I don't know. How are you going to like your breakfast tomorrow after I make it for you?
Look out!
We're going to make some...
Oh, that fart master.
Pour a little some syrup and have some bacon, eggs, and some slapjacks. And so I say that to her, and you know what she says to me?
Show me the pony sauce?
You're not going to believe this. She goes, get your hands off me, creep.
What?
Where is that coming from?
No, sir.
I could not believe it. I thought maybe she was one of those, you know.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
You got it, Fartmaster 5000. Also does other sounds.
Yeah.
And so I was thinking, okay, something's not right here. I mean, I'm the Cougs. And she was vibing me. Maybe it's because her manager was watching. And she had to play it cool. So just to be on the safe side, before I left, I grabbed her by the back of the head and I Spider-Manned her.
Oh, Spider-Manned her? What's that?
That's right. I put her head down and I kissed her like Spider-Man and Mary Jane.
Oh, so like upside down?
Yeah, that's totally hot.
That's so romantic.
She tased the hell out of me.
What, it didn't work?
No, she hit me with a taser.
Wow, that's no good.
I woke up in jail. I was still spasming.
Yeah, you know what? I bet she went home and started spasming too.
Oh, don't go there, my man.
I went there, and probably she did too, as soon as she got in the tub.
So what did you do last night?
Oh, you know how it is with me being a family man now and all. So,
oh, I know.
I figured I'd spend a quiet night with the family.
Oh, was Patty there?
Yeah, of course she was. She's my wife.
Man, once again, she is so hot. I would like to spend a quiet night with her, except without the quiet.
Yeah. So we went to dinner at McHanrahan's.
Oh, man, I love that place.
Yeah, have you tried the deep-fried nacho cake?
No, I always go for the Burger Barrel.
Nah, you know what? That's pretty good, too. But this nacho cake is off the hook. And believe me, I'm still eating it, if you know what I mean. Yeah, whoops. That's right.
Look out.
I know, right? So after dinner, I figured we'd go rent a movie so I could kick back while this food baby starts to crown.
Oh, I've been there, Dr. Bruno.
Oh, yeah, I know you have. I follow you into the bathroom sometimes.
He's up, jerk.
So we go to Matinee Video. And I know exactly what we're going to rent. Do you know?
I think I do.
Yeah, Babylon AD with Vin Diesel.
Biggest Vin Diesel fan right here, right next to me.
I'd like to see one bigger. So we get the movie. We get in line. We're waiting to pay. And this chick comes up to me holding my son Maverick. And she says, "Is this your kid?" And I'm like, "Yeah, do you want to sleep with him?"
Oh, good one.
Yeah, I thought that was a great one. She didn't find it so funny.
What?
Yeah. Apparently, she might be one of those.
Uh-huh.
That's right, FM 5000. So she says, "No, your son has been sticking all of the candy from the candy rack down his pants."
Oh, man, that is totally classic Maverick.
That is my boy.
So what did you do?
What could I do? I threw an Xbox at her.
Nice.
Yeah, no liberal is going to tell me how to raise my kids. Oh. And speaking of, get this. When she starts crying after, you know, I threw an Xbox at her.
Oh, yeah?
I said, "Save the drama for Obama."
Oh, way to stick it to the liberal media.
Take that, America.
Then what happened?
I ran.
That is awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Oh, man. Oh, those liberals. It's good to see them finally getting what they deserve.
Yeah, it's about time someone took them down a peg or 12.
That's right. So, hey, looking at the clock, I think it's about time we gave away some tickets.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
Why don't you tell them about the tickets, my man?
Okay, guys, get ready for this. Strap in. Because, like I said, we came to co-op and we were looking through their giveaway bin, seeing what we could offer up our listeners on the Morning Mustache Rodeo.
Slim to horrible pickings.
Well, Bikehorn didn't work on that one. That's no good.
Stupid co-op, get a better Bikehorn.
Get a better Bikehorn. So, no tickets to offer. We're not going to give you tickets to a play.
I would rather be caught dead or work as a garbage man.
I would rather go to the electric chair and wait for the 11th hour for that pardon to come in, and it doesn't come in, and I'm staring at the phone.
I hear you. So what do we got for them?
So I went down to the offices at Thunder 102 and picked up a primo, sweet, wicked clutch pair of tickets to Guns N' Roses.
That's right, co-op listeners.
Playing the Irwin Center. And yeah, these are great seats. These are great tickets. The GNR.
That's right. The classic GNR lineup. Axl Rose, Frank Irwin Center. It does not get better than this.
Yeah.
So you want to give them away to what? The first caller at what's the number?
The number is 472-5667. 472-LOOP. For all those people who want to be in the loop and get some Guns N' Roses tickets, we are going to give these away to caller number, 68.
How come you didn't go 69?
Because I have a radio show to do.
Oh, Dr. Bruno, you are terrible. Well, it looks like we got a caller. See if this person wants some tickets. K-O-O-P, caller, you're on the air.
Tony, son!
Oh!
Hey, all right, who is this?
Hey, this is Gregory out in Sunken Valley.
What are you up to, Gregory?
Oh, you know, just driving around, listening to Dr. Bruno and Cougar, rocking the airwaves.
Oh, you know it, G-Man.
Hey, Cougar.
Yeah?
Did you see last week's episode of The Ghost Whisperer?
I didn't just see it. I ruined it. Oh man, Jennifer Love Hewitt is so hot. I may need to make her my bride.
Yeah, she is smoking. If she was here right now, I would fill a car with pony sauce and drive it to Sexico City.
Awesome, guys. Hey, I gotta go. This cop is starting to wake up.
Hey, Gregory. What morning team dares to drive a car to Sexico City?
Dr. Bruno and the Cougars!
Oh, you know it, G-Spot. You take it, Sleazy.
Hey, I really like that guy. We got another caller.
All right. Yeah, let's get that caller.
K-O-O-P, you're on the air with Dr. Bruno and the Cougar.
Hey. Oh.
Yes, hey.
Do I win tickets? No, I'm not 68, I'm guessing.
No, you're not, idiot.
Oh, no.
Burned your good.
Hop back on the loser cruiser.
Right now, if I actually worked for co-op, I may feel bad about being mean to a caller. But that's how you do in the professional radio world.
Yeah, it's a dog-eat-dog world, and we have biscuit breath.
These jokers at co-op need to learn how to deal with callers. Well, keep calling in, because we still got those tickets available. You want to see what your caller number is right here?
Yeah, let's see what we got.
Hello, caller, you're on the air, K-O-O-P.
My caller, 68.
Let me ask the call screener. It looks like you're caller 27. Keep trying.
Oh, she just went down the turlet.
Oh, enjoy the ride. Well, hey, tell you what, I think it's time to play a little music.
Yeah, let's do that. I'm looking forward to this.
Okay, well, you're not going to be, I can't believe this. Co-op doesn't even have a computer to tell them what to play.
Yeah, did you notice that? I walked in today, and I'm like, all right, where's the list of songs that we could play? And apparently, it's a free-form station. Like, you can just play whatever you want.
Yeah, that's right. And so I tried to bring some CDs from Thunder 102, but I couldn't even get them out of the studio because you know how they strip search you when you leave?
Oh, isn't that the worst?
Man, they spend a long time on places where I don't think I could fit a CD.
Yeah, I was able to smuggle one CD out, but let's just say it was a side loader, if you know what I mean.
But I mean, really, he spent too long on the strip search, the guy.
Yeah? Well, I mean, are you all right?
So I brought a CD from home instead.
Okay, so this is your own personal collection?
This is my PC, my personal collection, my PS, my personal stash.
Can I tell you I'm looking forward to this one? I want to hear what kind of hot rock you brought in today.
Oh, are you ready for it?
I'm ready for it.
All right, here we go. Straight from Thunder 102 to KOOP, this is Granddaddy.
And we're back, everybody. More of the Morning Mustache Rodeo here on the Mascot something or other. I don't know.
That's right. Keep calling for those GNR tickets. Haven't found the right caller yet.
Yeah, so we're trying to get to caller 68. We're up to, where are we up to now?
I think we're at caller 45.
Caller 40, 68. You know what? Let's just go caller 46. Let's just do that.
Okay, all right. Doot. K-O-O-P, you're on the air.
Am I caller 68 this time?
No, but you are close enough.
Yeah, we're gonna go ahead and let you have those tickets on one condition.
That's right, you get the tickets.
Hang on.
I'm sorry, Dr. Bruno, getting ahead of myself.
What's your name, caller?
My name's Christine.
Christine, what part of town are you calling from?
I'm calling from Central East Side.
Central East Side. That sounds like two places at once.
Get it together, Christine.
Oh, you're so soft-headed. Okay. We'll give you the tickets, but you have to know the phrase that pays.
Really?
Do you know the Morning Mustache Rodeo phrase that pays?
I have no idea.
Okay.
It's the world's simplest phrase. Yeah. I'll just tell it to you right now.
Okay, tell me the phrase and then I will say it.
Okay, it's Dr. Bruno and the Cougar make me want to eat my boogers.
Dr. Cooner and the Bruger make me want to eat my boogers, really?
No, that's not it at
all. That's not it.
No tickets. Oh.
I can't. How do you not get it right? Dr. Bruno and the Cougar make me want to eat my boogers. It's as easy as A, B something or other.
I shouldn't have even told it to her. Yeah. I should have hung up on her right then.
You should have found somebody who is loyal to the show who knows exactly what Thunder 102 is all about. Not now. Not now, Fartmaster 5000.
Yeah, that is correct. Do you think we should take another caller?
You know what? I don't know. Maybe.
Tell you what. Maybe we'll give it one more try.
One more shot. Here we go.
Okay.
Let's try that one.
KOOP, you're on the air.
Hey, can I get the Guns N' Roses ticket?
Yeah. What is the phrase that pays, my man?
I think that it's pony sauce.
No.
Oh, no, but
close enough.
Close enough, right?
Not really.
No, no.
Okay. Can you say, "Dr. Bruno and the Cougar make me want to eat my boogers"?
Well, see, I got this thing where I really...
God, no! No time for losers, my man.
Because we are the champions.
KOOP, you are on the air, caller.
Dr. Bruno and the Cougar make me want to eat my boogers.
Oh!
Is that... Did he just say it? Did he just say it?
Yeah, I think he said it.
I'll repeat it.
All right, that sounds good. We'll tell you what. We'll get in touch with you later. Why don't you go online and check that date and see when Guns N' Roses is playing the Frank Irwin Center. Thanks for calling in, caller. All right, hey, KOP, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hey, sexy, what's your name?
Candy.
Hey, you sound hot, sugar. What'd you say your name was?
Candy.
Oh, hey, Candy Kisses.
Hey, what are you wearing right now, Candy?
Well, I'm just working out, so some workout clothes.
Like what, Mamacita?
Like, I don't know, tank top and my old pregnancy pants.
Oh, man, like... Pregnancy pants, like the kind with the elastic waistband?
Yeah, just like sweatpants. I wore them through all six of my pregnancies.
Oh, yikes. That is not what Cougar wanted to hear. Your husband is a lucky man, though.
Well, I'm not married.
Bingo! The Cougar is on the Cougar Trail.
Sounds like you need to get out of the house, little lady. How about I give you a gift certificate worth $50 in drinks at Diversions Nightclub? Would you like that?
Yeah, I'd love it.
Awesome. All you got to do is say the phrase that pays.
No, I'd rather not.
You got to say it, sweetheart. Just say, "Dr. Bruno and the Cougar make me want to eat my boogers."
Yeah, I'm not going to say that.
Well, if you don't say it, sugar, I can't give you the gift certificate.
Oh, you'll still give it to me.
What?
Yeah, just give it to me.
You know, I think we're going to hang up on this one. We're going to have to let you go, Mama.
Don't you dare hang up that phone. Oh. You're going to give me that gift certificate or you're going to be wearing your face upside down. Oh. Got it, genius?
Yeah.
Now you have a problem?
No, ma'am. And
you're going to give me that gift certificate?
Yes, we will.
Oh, man, she has got you whipped, Bruno.
Shut up.
Sounds like you need a real man, foxy lady, am I right?
What, you think you could handle it, stud?
Oh, you know I could, Mamacita. Rawr.
Oh, yeah? What do you look like?
I got good news for you. They call me the Adonis of the airwaves, my precious.
If I have to ask you again what you look like, I'm going to come down there and put you through a wall.
I'm about 5'2", 220 pounds. I got a bald patch on top with a ponytail, and I have a soul patch goatee thing and some mutton chops.
Yeah, wow. Real Adonis. What are you wearing?
I don't really think that's anyone's business.
What are you wearing?
A Tommy Bahama shirt, shorts, and a straw hat.
What about the other guy?
I look like Vin Diesel from Babylon AD.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Maybe from Flabylon AD. Uh-oh.
Blah, 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 blah. Shut up, both of you. When can I get this gift certificate?
You could pick it up from the station at any time.
Well, that's not going to work for me. I'll tell you what. Meet me at Diversions at 11 p.m. with the gift certificate.
Yes, ma'am, of course.
And yeah. You won't be staying.
I wanted to stay for a little while. Have a drink. I don't have to stay. That's fine. Never mind.
She was into us. I could totally tell.
Yeah. She was totally just eating pony sauce with a spoon.
Man, if we didn't give her that ticket, she probably would have clawed through our clothes to get him.
Yeah. Oh. No. Not now. No.
Yeah.
Not the time.
Typical. Hey, tell you what, you want to, it's kind of hot in here.
Yeah,
it's hard to breathe a little.
What do you want to do, man?
Hey, let's, we need to jazz up a little bit. You want to make a patented,
I know what you're going to say.
Like a patented mustache radio prank call.
That's the one!
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
Get that lightning back in the bottle.
Let's, get somebody on the phone. It's time for... Oh, I'm sorry, folks. It's time for another patented mustache rodeo prank call.
You know it is, Dr. Bruno.
Today, we are going to call the dummo who works out at our favorite Chinese restaurant in Sunken Valley.
Oh, man.
You know the one. Walk Me Amadeus.
Yeah, Walk Me Amadeus. People that work there are dumb. We are going to get him good.
All right, hang on. We're dialing right now.
Hold on.
Okay.
You want to talk first? Yeah, you talk first.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Okay, it's ringing. Ready? Oh, here you go. Hello?
Hello? Yeah?
Hey, it's me.
Yeah. Is this Walk Me Amadeus?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Oh. Walk Me Amadeus?
Yeah.
What? Oh, Walk Me Amadeus.
Yeah, hi.
Do you like place an order?
Yeah, my name is, my name is Dr. Sex.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And I'd like to, place an order for delivery.
Hey, is this Dr. Bruno?
What?
Yeah, Dr. Bruno. I'm a big fan. Tony Sauce. Tony Sauce.
Yeah, how'd you know it was me?
Oh, you come here all the time. You always order the General Tso's chicken, no sauce. You say it's too spicy and it burns your mouth. Oh, my mouth. And your wife makes fun of you.
Well, yeah, it's me. But I'll tell you what, though. I was actually calling to place an order for a friend.
Oh, yeah, here you go.
Okay. What do you want?
My friend's name, his first name, is Seymour.
Last name, Butch. Seymour Butch? That's a good one. Very funny and original.
Hey, I'd like to place an order.
Go ahead.
Yeah. My last name is Jass, Jass.
First name Hugh, like Hugh Jass?
Yeah.
Yeah, you already tried that when you prank called us last week.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
You guys want to order anything for real?
Yeah, I'll come by later and get some General Tso's chicken with no sauce, please.
Yeah, we'll call that dish the Baby Bruno special.
Oh, well, great.
Pony sauce.
Oh,
pony sauce. Yeah, thank you.
Here you go.
Thank you for the pony sauce.
Got that guy good. I didn't order anything. He wanted me to, but I said, no way, Brozakaya.
He was all like, hey, what a dummo.
Hey, man, that pencil neck outside from Co-op, he's giving us the evil eye. I think we got to pay some of his bills.
Oh, all right. Let's do some of this loser stuff. Those poor guys.
I know. Why don't we raffle off a couple of tickets to a Pony Sauce Festival?
Uh-oh.
I think we just kind of did, if you know what I mean.
Oh, you know it.
Well, folks, it is 6:33, and this is normally the mascot wedding show.
Yeah, but
you lucky SOBs for the next month are going to get to hear me and Dr. Bruno. I'm the Cougar.
Here. I'm Dr. Bruno.
What's the name of the morning mustache, right? Of course.
That's right.
Straight from Thunder 102 in Sunken Valley, guest hosting here on KOOP.
Yeah, we're here for you, folks. And it is 6:33 in the p.m. Do you know what time that is, Mac?
I must have left my watch at that lady's house, so
uh-oh.
You're going to have to tell me.
Well, it's time for another...
Tales from the Tale.
Oh, that gets me every time.
Every time. I never get tired of that. Yes, folks, this is the part of the show where I share with you the ongoing adventures of my butt. My butt. Oh. Fart master, you're killing me.
That was too cheeky for radio.
Okay, yeah. So folks, you all know my wife Patty.
Oh man. I'd like to get to know her better.
Yeah. All right, we get it. All right, anyway. So I had to take her out of town.
I'd like to take her downtown, if you know what I mean.
Why don't you give it a rest, Kevin?
What are you talking about, Dr. Bruno?
No. Stop it. You know GD well what I'm talking about. I'm sick of you talking about my wife like that.
What are you talking about, Reggie? You talk about your wife like what?
Yeah, the most vulgar and disgusting things I've ever heard out of anyone's mouth. It's sick.
You think I say that to your wife?
Yeah, I know you do.
Look, I don't know where this is coming from. Let's just do the show.
No, I can't do the show. Every week after every week, you come in here, you say vulgar things. My wife is so hot. You want to sleep with my wife. We get it, okay?
Look, those are just nice things. You know, come on. You know she loves it.
No, she doesn't love it. She hates it, and she hates you.
How could she hate the cougar?
It's very easy. Trust me.
Careful, Reggie. Listen, all I do for your wife is I just... the entire time. All I do is pay her compliments.
I beg to differ, sir.
I disagree, Reg. The other day I told her she was looking good. Okay, that is a compliment.
No, you told her she had a very sweet pair of honey-baked sweater hams.
Well, yes, she did. I mean, I like to eat those things with some pineapple.
I wish you would stop that.
I wanted to put an apple in her mouth and roast her over a fire and invite some Hawaiians.
See, you actually said that, too. It completely ruined the Christmas party. That's right. He said, folks, he said this at the Christmas party where everyone was having a good time.
Look, she was having a good time, too.
No, she wasn't. She actually waited in the car for the rest of the night. She didn't want to come back to the party.
Hey, man, I just thought we were having fun.
You just thought we were having fun?
Yeah, I just thought we were just having some good fun. I didn't, you know, your wife's pretty.
Do you think it's fun when I have to sleep on the air hockey table at night? Because Patty wants me to leave my idiot sidekick?
Hey.
And, why don't you go work at the bakery again? Why don't you get your job back at the bakery? Every night I have to hear that because of you.
Well, bro, just don't blame me for your old lady problems.
You are my lady problem. You are the only thing wrong with my marriage.
Look, there's more things wrong with your marriage than me. You really want to bring this up?
Yeah. I would like to see you try to chip away at my perfect life.
Well, you're not the world's best communicator.
That's stupid.
Dr. Bruno, you're not.
You are a stupid man. That's my communication to you. I don't know. Can you hear that?
Maybe if you spend more time talking and less time drinking.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh.
Yeah, the kid gloves are off.
So it's going to be like that, huh?
Yeah.
This is where we're going with this? Did Patty talk to you? Did Patty tell you to say that?
Nah, she didn't have to tell me anything.
Yeah.
You know, during that last break right now, you went outside and did shots.
Oh, I like to enjoy spirit.
We're in the middle of a show.
Yeah. What would you have me do? What would you have me do, Kevin? Do you want me to stay here and listen to you talk? Please, Kevin. Why don't you tell me about all the great garage sales you went to today?
Well, I went to this one garage sale and I found it. Hey!
Nobody cares.
You know, that's how you're just going to mock me. Like, yeah. I'm a joke. Like, I'm a huge joke.
Well, you are a huge joke. Tell me about all the great ceramic cats you bought at the Goodwill the other day.
I bet your wife Patty would love to go to a garage sale.
Oh. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to do that to me?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You know what? Hey, Kevin, look at me.
Yeah, what is it, Reggie? I'm looking right at you. Your big, stupid face.
You want to go to a garage sale? You want to go to a garage sale with Patty? You want to take her home and put her in that race car bed and make sweet love to her? You go, all right? You go to a stupid garage sale and buy all the ceramic cats you want. You show her how a real man buys ceramic cats.
You're drunk. That's all you are. You're just drunk.
I may be drunk, but you're impotent.
Can't believe you did that.
What are you going to do? You're going to cry?
We're on the radio.
You're going to cry to your ceramic cats?
You know what? That's it. I'm out of here.
Good.
You can do this show alone for all I care.
I will. I will do the show alone.
And that is a medical condition, okay? That has nothing to do with being a man. That is just something I can't fix.
No, it is not a medical condition. Okay, Kevin? All right? Girls aren't the problem, Kevin. They're the cure. Girls are the cure, Kevin. You do not walk away from me. Girls are the cure. Pretty girls. And Kentucky bourbon. That's what life's all about, isn't it, people? Folks, I'm not alone here. I just want some pretty girls and maybe a sweet drop of Kentucky bourbon every now and then. But there's no pretty girls at the bakery, though. None at all. They'd never hire me back anyway. Not after what happened. Oh.
Tales from the Tale.
Oh. Right. Yeah, thank you, Fartmaster 3000. Patty's mom died. I farted at the funeral. There's your story. Here's some Motorhead. We'll be right back. We're back. You're listening to the mustache wedding mascot rodeo. And we got a call. Caller, go.
Hey, is this Dr. Bruno?
Yeah. Hey, pretty. What's your name?
Yeah, I think you know what my name is.
Patty?
No, it's Patty.
Yeah.
No, it's Mac. Mac from the Mascot Wedding. You're doing my show right now.
Mac.
Yeah, normally I'd be in that time slot.
Oh, I know who this is. Nice try. Well, this is my show for 3 more weeks.
Oh, really? Really? It's your show for 3 more weeks?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I guess you haven't read the paper today.
Oh, which paper? There's like a dozen newspapers in Sunken Valley.
You know what? I've got a feeling it's in all of them. You know, we usually keep a Sunken Valley shopper there at Co-op. You have one there?
Yeah, hang on 1 second. Sunken Valley shopper. All right, here. All right, what am I looking for here? There's a picture of a dead rhino. Is that what you want me to look for?
How about the article below that one that says, Mayor's deal with radio station sparks probe?
Fine, yeah. Why don't you tell me what it's about?
Oh, I don't know. Why don't you tell me?
No. You tell me. I can't read right now. I can't read right now. I'm on the air.
Okay. Yeah, it basically says that Thunder 102, your radio station.
Yeah, the home of the rock.
Yeah, promised a home of the rock. Yeah.
Yeah.
Promised a sizable donation to Mayor Wood's reelection campaign.
Yeah. You see that? The Sunken Valley Shopper, they report good, important news. They're not one of those liberal papers talking about who cares.
Yeah, no, if you had kept reading, it said it promised, you guys got something out of it. You got him to say pony sauce because of that donation. You cheated.
That's not cheating. We had an agreement with the mayor. I don't understand how that's cheating. He said pony sauce.
Yeah, that's cheating. You paid him to say it. The bet was is that if he said your stupid catchphrase, but he didn't, you made him.
You know
what the best part of it is?
What's that?
Yeah, the best part of it is, according to the story, you guys are in an investigation. Because saying your donation was too big.
Oh, too big? That doesn't make sense. This is America. I can do whatever I want with my money. I can give it to whoever I want.
Yeah, well, in America, there are limits to how much you can promise to a political campaign.
Oh, yeah? Whoa.
Yeah, there are. And.
Well, what's the limit, smart guy? What's the max?
Well, for office in Sunken Valley, it's something like $50,000.
$50,000, that's it? Oh,
yeah,
boy.
Yeah, according to you guys, your little deal, the proposal was way more than that.
Yeah, it was.
How much was it?
I don't know. 70?
How much did you promise him?
70.
$70,000 to say pony sauce?
70 million.
What?
Yeah.
$70 million.
Yeah, well,
for the mayor of Sunken Valley.
Well, I mean, it's not like we were going to pay it. We just sort of promised it. We told him we were going to donate it. It's like you do with Jerry's kids, like every year. Come on.
Now I've just heard two of the most horrible things ever.
What are you talking about? Don't be a baby about it. You know what? I'd like to see them try to prove it, so there.
Yeah, well, you know what? That brings me back to my original reason for calling. You're live on the radio right now, right?
Yeah.
My radio show.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, you cheated. I want my show back.
No.
Well,
you know,
I'm gonna come down there right now, and you better be gone. By the time I get down there.
No, you know what? Nice try, loser. We won the bet fair and square.
No, you didn't. You know, it was anything but fair. You know, in fact, because of the investigation, it looks like it might even be criminal.
Mac, please don't take this show from me. It's all I have left.
Oh, Bruno, you got to get help.
I know. I mean, no. No, you're the one who needs help. Maybe you can get help once you're done kissing your partner, David.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, Bruno. Yeah, that's more just great material. That is amazing.
Actually, He seems like a nice guy. You have a really good partner there, don't you? Don't you let him go, Mac.
Yeah, right. Listen, Bruno.
Don't you ever let him go.
Yeah, I won't, but listen, okay? This show has been just wretched.
Duh.
Okay.
Just don't
let him. Next week, we're switching back to the Mascot Wedding Show.
Cougar, where are you, Cougar? I hate you. I miss you so much. How dare you make me love you so?
Hey, Bruno?
Cougar?
It's still me, Mac. Yeah, Bruno, I mean, if I have to come down there with cops, I will, all right? It sounds like you're already in a lot of trouble. If I was you, I don't really care, but you probably should talk to a lawyer.
Mac.
Now.
Mac, please, I'm begging you.
Folks, the Mascot Wedding Show, if everyone out there can hear me, it'll be back next week.
Yeah.
And, Bruno?
Yeah.
No drinking in the studio. I'll be right there.
No. Yeah. He's coming over. He's going to take this show from me, my baby show. You know what? Good. Leave me. This is my show now. This is the, folks, you're listening to the Dr. Bruno and the Bicorn Show. That's right, Bicorn. And we'll be back next week. Next week, it's just me, Bicorn, some granddaddy. That sounded pretty good. I don't know why I never let him play it on the show before. I'm unfamiliar with it. I'm scared. No, this is Dr. Bruno Bicorn, back next week stronger than ever. Maybe by then I'll take over mascotwedding.com, where you can go for archives of past shows and the latest information about other Mascot Wedding projects. It'll be the best. Is this over? Is it over? It's over. I feel like I'm going to pony sauce. Women are coming up next. I respect that. I really do. You got to believe me, folks. Dr. Bruno and the Bicorn will be back next week. Let's finish on a high note, folks. We're gonna leave you with some hot rock from Metallica. Metallica was always Cougar's favorite. We'll see you next week. That's not Metallica. All right, I quit. You win. I'm out of here.